VWA mobile.
KM4VWA, W4DJ, is it raining out there yet?
It is not. I've just pulled back into the house, and I'm going to tell you something.
It's tempting. Dead calm. Even though it's overcast, it's not raining yet. It's not bad. But anyhow, me and a bunch of the guys are going up to Arden today to the model train show, so I'm not going to get it out.
Yeah, me either. I went outside to get the tire size off the truck. I could get new tires put on it, and there was sprinkles of raindrops on the hood, so it's going to happen.
I got KJ4WZM.
Over there!
Morning, Daniel.
Anybody telling him to keep that rain over there? So anyhow, yeah, we're going to ride up to Asheville. We'll be getting into the rain before you guys will hear.
Yeah, I thought I'd get about going to do a couple of flights out of the backyard, but I've been calling around hunting for tires. Evidently, tires for a 1996 Toyota pickup is kind of hard to find. P175-95-something, R14, I can't remember. I had it up on my screen a little while ago. I went and took pictures of it, but he hunted and hunted for a long time, discount tires, and, you know, they can get just about anything. They're a pretty big tire replacement shop.
I want you to call a buddy of mine, okay? Let me pull his number up out of my phone real quick.
I already gave him money to have those shipped here. I'm not going to have them, the ones that we finally found, shipped here. So at 25% of the cost. So I'm committed already.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I ran into a similar situation, and the issue is the 14-inch tires. I've got a little 64-and-a-half Mustang coupe sitting down in the building right now, and it was originally 14-inch. And I went over to my boy over here at Blue Ridge Tire, Josh, and naturally he didn't have them in stock, but with the tire warehouse that he deals with, he had them that afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's what this guy, Robin, I was working with at Discount Tire. I've worked with them for a long time, since I quit Michelin. So that's a long time since they've shown up over here. And he couldn't do anything with it. He tried. I stayed on the phone with him for like 30 or 40 minutes. He was hunting everything, all his avenues he could, and finally, he came up with a Uniroyal that's made by Michelin, which was close enough. That worked.
There you go. Hey, so when will they be in?
A week from today.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, why didn't you just go ahead and get Discount Tire? Because, see, you know what? I've dealt with them a little bit, and they do a real good job. And I actually, you know, the black wheels on my Dodge truck I got from them. Why didn't you just stick a set of 17s on it?
Because it won't fit on the rim? Because the air will leak out?
That's what I'm talking about. The wheels. Replace the wheels with a nice set of really, really nice dressed out 17-inchers.
Now, I'm not looking to do any mods on the truck. It's original. I bought it brand new. It's exactly like it was when I bought it, except for the tires. It's only got 32,000 miles on it. I'm keeping it all original.
There you go. Is it a stick or an auto?
Is it a what or a what?
Manual shift or an automatic?
It's an automatic with an overdrive button on it, so it's a 4-speed automatic, effectively.
3-speed with a lock-up converter. How about that? Sounds like a great little truck. Man. Well, listen, does it have a bed cover?
Yeah, one of those fiberglass ones that matches the color of the truck. They're both green, you know, like forest green, and it has held up surprisingly well.
Well, that's perfect. All you got to do is get yourself a small rack, and if you want to, we could make you a we could could weld up. I've got a small wire feed welder. We could weld you up a small metal rack and put insulator around it to where you could hang your airplanes in it. You could just lift it in and out.
It's got one of those in it already. I've already done that. It's got two shelves, half from center. It's a long bed, so that's like an 8-foot bed. And half of that long bed has two shelves, the half that's closest to the cab. And then the other half is wide open so you can get in there and get stuff in and out. And it's all carpeted.
Like a RC future for that truck. And it's going to get active again. How about that? That's great, bud.
Yeah, that's all it basically does. That's why it's only got 32,000 miles. The heaviest thing it's hauled is airplanes. I don't think I've ever... Well, no, I got one of those full-size roll-around toolboxes, you know, that's about the size of two coffins stacked up on top of each other, the big toolboxes. And I put that, I got that from the tool place over there where Staples is, next to Staples. I had to pull around back and they loaded it. That's the heaviest thing. Other than that, heaviest thing I'd ever hauled was airplanes.
Well, it ought to be in good shape then. It's a good thing you're getting it back out and operating it a little bit because, you know, for a vehicle, just sitting non-operated is the worst thing that you can do to it. Hey, listen, they're talking about moderately nice weather on Saturday and Sunday, so I think I'm going to be out there Saturday and Sunday, Chief.
I told Amy there might be a window on Saturday. We'll probably go up there if that window opens up. The rest of the time, I'll be replacing doorknobs and working off the chalkboard, the list of stuff on the chalkboard. Also, got to get my shop set back up again. So you moved my airplane shop out of the room downstairs and turned it into a library. And now all my stuff that was in the airplane room is sitting upstairs waiting for me to get it all organized. I got to take some time to do that while I'm off, too.
Man, it just sounds like you're going to have tons of fun. Well, pick out a nice rainy day to do the locks and the room upstairs. And have some fun with the rest of your time, and don't forget to take her out somewhere, even if it's just a ride up to Mount Mitchell or something. You know, just get out and get some air. Oh, I enjoyed those 3 days of sunshine over there. Man, that vitamin S is good for me.
That's what Jerry was saying yesterday. Get out and get some vitamin D. Soak up some vitamin D from the sun that none of us have been getting because of staying locked up due to COVID or on self-isolation or whatever you want to call it. But she likes to go up to the mountains, ride the mountains, and get boiled peanuts and take Maggie up there and get out around where the waterfall is and that kind of stuff. So we'll probably have a day for that too. A day just to waste the whole day.
Uh-oh, we got some ambulances going by up here. Wonder what's going on. Well, I got to get on inside and grab me a little bit of breakfast. Oh, I went to the audiologist today, this morning already. Boy, they had it laid out for me. I walked in, they had a couple of the hearing aids sitting on the table. Oh, these are the best that you can get. They're rechargeable. They're this, they're that. You can program them from your phone, you know, and they're Bluetooth with your cell phone. And, okay, so what you're selling me is a communication system then. Okay. And I finally got her to save how much, and it was $6,500. No.
You know, as long as you're willing to pay that, then the next guy's willing to pay 66, the next guy's willing to pay 67, and as long as you keep paying that, the price will keep going up. There's got to be a point at which you say no, right? These little things are no bigger than your thumbnail on your little finger, right, that you stick in your ear. $6,000, $3,000 a piece, I realize they got a lot of time and effort in it, but not that much.
What I'm paying for is not in the hardware, but in the software. And, you know, that does have value. But when I look at the device and look at the moldings and all that good stuff, they cannot have more than about $300 in the electronics and the specialized moldings. Well, okay, so that's $6,000 for software? No.
Yeah, it's okay if they make a profit. They just don't need to get full reimbursement for all the developers' time with every sale. And that's just ridiculous.
Agree. So anyhow, there's supposed to be a place a friend of mine has told me about, Come Here Hearing Center. And he said they went in there and got, you know, pretty much everything that was on my shopping list. Got it for about about $2,500, which, you know, it's reasonable.
Back when I was working at Bank of America, that's one of the things my boss was telling me. He said, you know, a lot of people figure if it's insurance is going to pay for it, then they don't care what it costs. But that comes back around to bite you, right, if you're not careful, because then the insurance has to hike your price up because they've got to make, I mean, they're in it to make money. They're not in it to lose money. So you got to think about that, too, even if insurance was paying for it. You still want to, that's what he was telling me, you still want to say no if it's ridiculously high like that. You still want to go somewhere else to shop around. And then he had stories of places that he went where some people were charging 100% more at one place than at another, or 1,000% more at one place versus another. And it's just totally ridiculous. So it's a good thing that you're shopping around. Even if insurance is paying for a large portion of it, still, you can't let those people get away with stealing your nest egg. And that's what they'll do. Right? If you're not careful, they'll steal it all from you, for one thing. You know, they're smart. They sit back and think about stuff like that. They're not crazy. They're making tons of money.
Yep. And I don't mind a profit. I'm a dirty, rotten capitalist myself. But, you know, there is that point where it crosses from reasonable to unreasonable. So, well, listen, I'm going to run on in, big guy. I'll be in touch. Maybe Saturday afternoon we can get over there and get a little more air time in. Oh, and I did talk to W4NGU Bill this morning, and he wants to come out and watch us a little bit, and I was telling him about some of the options over what he attempted to do back in the past, you know, with the electric motors and everything else, because he is not mechanical. He was listening, so he wants to come out and watch too, so maybe we can get him bit with the bug again. So anyhow, 73s, and I will be in touch. K&4 VWA, I'm clear after your final, big guy.
Okay, and just letting you know that I put that castle link in yesterday or last night, and I programmed it with the Bluetooth. And man, was that easy. You can pick anything you want, and there's no do this and then do that, you know, stand on your head and put your finger around the back of your neck and twist your right foot inward, right, like there is with all the other speed controllers. It's just see the selection, make the selection, and you're done. And then it just goes between the speed controller and the receiver. And once you get it all programmed out like you want, you just set everything down. You take it out and just plug the speed control straight into the receiver and you're done. It's cool. I'll be ordering some CastleLink speed controllers and I'll be using this Bluetooth to program them from now on. You got complete control. And all you need is one of them. Some people probably put, if they're hard to get to, you could get a couple of them and leave them in the airplane. If you want to make fine adjustments, you could do that right from your cell phone. It's cool stuff. Anyway, have a good one. Good talking to you. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear.